Now, we are joined on the line by our very own Jack Kwan, who works for News Talk, who works in news, and he's actually out on the scene tonight celebrating Gay Pride, and we have just literally lost the line, so we'll catch him again now in a couple of minutes, so stay where you are. So you're listening to Global Village with me, David Wickramasinghe. A few text messages that have come in from the previous hour, if I can just get through them. Hey, why not have a straight Pride parade? I have no problem with gay people at all, but why do you guys want to flaunt your orientation? Straight people don't, and that's from Dave. Oh my God, I'm so sorry I read that text. Because in studio, we have a clatter of people. Okay, we've got Max Krzyzanowski from LGBT Noise, Malcolm Quigley from VSO Ireland, Joe McNamara, chair of Dublin Pride, Eddie McGuinness, sensational voguing extraordinaire. We have Louise Hannon from Tenny, and also, who else do we have? We have Tony Walsh, historian, and anyone else? No, that's it. I think we got it. Oh, Owen, and again, your surname. What's your surname? What's the name again? Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now, hang on. We've actually got Jack back. Jack, where are you?
Phil, how are you? I am here on Exchange Street near the Turf Bar at the Front Lounge in the city centre. It is, as you can hear, I'm sure, it's electric with energy and colour and everything else. The parade itself passed off very well earlier. The Lord Mayor himself, Jerry Breen, was there at City Hall to see the event pass by, and he seemed to enjoy himself. And I tell you, it's looking like a very big night for gay and lesbian people in the city centre.
Jack, you sound very serious, Jack. Have you had a couple of drinks? Are you enjoying Pride? Loosen up.
Still, I have had a few drinks, but I am enjoying Pride, and I think there is a renewed sense of course, it's a brilliant event every year, but I think this year is very special for everyone because, of course, of civil partnership coming in, and, of course, yesterday just of the New York Senate realizing gay marriage there. So I think that gay people and lesbian people, transgender, transsexual, have a lot to celebrate this year at the parade. So I think everyone's going to have a good time regardless of the amount of alcohol consumed.
Very good, Jack. And Jack, have you found Mr. Right yet?
No, I haven't found him yet, but it's still early days. It's only just 8 o'clock, so there's plenty more going on. There are plenty of events across the city tonight. In any venue that you want to go into around the city centre, there are plenty of flying the multicolour flag.
Very good. Very good. Jeez, Jack, are you right? Oh, we just... Maybe Mr. Right just jumped on his head. That's Jack Kwan out and about for Global Village at News Talk 106 to 108 FM. He's a good mate, and I'm delighted he's out and having a good time. Now, I mentioned earlier that in studio.